Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
Call the Darrington Pace Show at 661-467-2416.
It is the Darrington Pace Show. We are broadcasting live from Boston. It is September 26th. I am Jared.
The year is 2010, if you didn't realize.
Thank you. There is Kay.
Let's get retarded.
And we have a very special guest with us today, Sarah. How you doing, Sarah?
Good. How are you?
Yay.
Happy to be here. Thanks.
Awesome. Did you forget what year it was? What happened there?
Yeah, I think I did. You know, I didn't want to say, like, 10-20. It's tough. I'm going to put it in the wrong order.
I think you had a moment of senility.
You did. You had a senior moment.
It's difficult. There's three of us here, so it kind of threw me a little
just
bit.
A lot to talk
I'm looking
about.
Both different directions.
Yeah.
Through the crowd.
You kind of remind me of right before I walk out on stage. You know, when you look a little locked up, right, Kay?
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God.
And then go. Oh my God! I mean,
wow.
You know, it's two different kinds of energy going on. You know what I'm saying?
Two minutes on the radio, and we already have a sound clip to be isolated. I think.
Isolate that.
Yeah.
I was wondering when that was going to come in, and it did. That's going to be perfect.
Yeah,
absolutely. How's everyone doing?
Yeah, you know, pretty good.
Why did you cut that off suddenly? Why don't you just fade out with that? You did that last week. I don't understand.
Did I?
Over there, producer.
Well, you know, it's difficult because I got two different volume knobs.
Oh, I see.
One for that. I got to keep the sounds up so I can do that. Oh, this is producer Leo.
Okay.
I'm just hanging out.
Anyway,
yeah.
I'm not going to say fantastic.
You're not going to?
No.
People are waiting for you to say fantastic.
Are they really?
I think there's
I think your husband's waiting.
Really? Is that the new Derek and Kay Show drinking game?
How many times you say fantastic, you take a shot?
Yeah,
fantastic.
Oh, here's the sound clip again.
Fantastic. Oh
my God.
Fantastic.
I can't believe this.
It's just fantastic.
Fantastic. It's like 20 seconds of fantastic.
Did you catch this one?
Great. Fantastic. Fantastic.
That sounds...
I think it's just fantastic.
Fantastic.
Oh, fantastic.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. You know how many times that's fantastic?
We have one really good one to end.
Wow. Fantastic.
All right.
That's 20 fantastic.
That's a lot of fantastic.
Wow. Okay, people, we got them out of the way. So let's move on to other business, shall we?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Wow.
So good. What? I have a question for you, Derek.
Oh, for me?
Yes.
Okay.
For you. You're the only Derek in here, right?
I think so.
Okay. So what's going on with the coffee?
Oh, this is good. An update on the coffee.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got a
I
story
see
about coffee.
No coffee machine in this that I can see.
You know what? I'm going to point out some things to the left of the microwave. There's a French press. That was there actually when we were talking about the coffee originally.
To the left. There is a French press there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I haven't touched the one you know that you gave me before, but
the
I
electronic
do have
one.
The electronic one.
For
you
the
push
for
a
the
button.
20th century one.
Put water in. The French press is great.
Okay.
And I used it, probably like 6 months ago.
My husband's partial to the French press, too.
He likes that?
Grind your own beans.
I beg your pardon?
I know. Of course. Double.
I think that's really personal. I don't think you should ask that.
I want to know if you grind your beans, Derek.
Actually, I I get them already done, if you know what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. High maintenance.
Yeah, I have that done for me.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's what good.
They do.
What's involved in the French press? I don't have one. I don't know what you do.
The person who knows all about coffee.
Hey, I use a coffee machine for the new millennium, okay? You press a button, it makes coffee.
You wake up to fresh brewed coffee.
I do.
Tell me you don't wake up to Folgers or I'm going to have to unfriend you.
No. Just like someone else. And, you know,
Never heard that full story.
There's no full story. I don't understand it. Anyway, I actually do drink Folgers if I'm real desperate. It's like I need to go to the corner store right now, and I need. It's like 8 a.m. and I have no coffee.
You're in a grind. You can get it.
I'm in a grind. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Oh, it's a bind. Sorry. Coffee grind.
Hold the phone. When I used to drink Folgers, which is years ago, in years, because I haven't had coffee in at least 5 years, I remember Folgers tasting like seepage.
No,
pretty shitty.
Actually, it
shitty
tastes
water.
More like cat pee. Watch your language over there.
Oh,
no, it tastes like cat pee.
Hail Mary, full
of
grace. The Lord is with thee.
You know,
I warned you this morning. Holy Mary, Mother of God, be birthed in a cell.
Oh, boy.
Hail Mary, my dear soul, bless you.
Inward singing, yes. Very good. Thank you.
And actually, this is a good segue about the coffee.
Yeah.
I got a story here
from
Ohio.
Yeah, so what's going on with the coffee?
Here's a little, not with me. I think that's enough, but maybe
there's no story. You said something about there's the French press, and then that's all. You didn't go into anything.
Yeah, I haven't used it since we talked about it a couple weeks ago, but it's there. I forgot to mention it then, so I could make coffee.
So there really is no story. That's what you're
saying. Well,
no,
I got a segue. I'm going to try to do like a segue here, a news item in Ohio about coffee.
Well, let's get to the weird news.
This is weird news.
All right.
I wish we had a sounder for that, maybe next time.
Okay.
But in Ohio, we got a man who's been urinated in coffee in the office.
He's urinating in the coffee.
Yeah, no joke.
Wait a minute.
Wait, okay.
Are we talking about the community pot of coffee?
Yeah, this is with a bunch of coworkers.
He's peeing it?
In Ohio, yeah. And he's fine with paying people $1,400 a piece. And so maybe that's why I don't really have coffee at work. That's the whole story.
$1,400 a piece, what? It just one time or weekly?
Every day?
So all his victims. All his victims. being compensated.
Wait, is he doing it like every day or is he doing it like just once?
It doesn't say. I think
for your special coffee, sexy victim.
It said that he had to apologize to his co-workers after tainting their coffee for over several months.
Several months? People didn't notice that their coffee tastes like salty for several months?
I've got to apologize.
Now you know why I don't drink the coffee at work.
Drinking your coffee.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
You do drink the coffee at work. That was the story.
I do like maybe once a week or something like that.
Once a week? Once a week you drink the coffee at work?
Yeah, I pull up the quarter and I put it in the machine.
The quarter?
Yeah, and I get
Okay, stop. Hold on. I didn't know you actually paid for the crappy coffee at work.
The quarter. It should be free. But it's basically free. It's a quarter.
You're paying?
Yeah.
Crappy
it's crappy.
Coffee?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're getting
25
cents. Yes. 25 cents? You know what you could buy for 25 cents? A gumball. And it's better than that cup of coffee.
Oh, my God. Well,
yeah, but
you could buy those, like, plastic
things. It doesn't come warm, though.
Growing up, they had, like, the fake diamond rings in them.
I love those.
Oh, the thing you wear on your finger?
I used to get so excited for those.
Those
are
still fun.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
They are happening to those. What happened to those? Now when you walk in the grocery store, it's recycling. Okay, that's cool. And then
it's
Coinstar.
It's recycling.
But it's
yeah,
you know, that's cool. And Coinstar. But where the hell are those awesome pinball or those
the quarter machines?
No, they're there. I see them in between like the entrance and the exit.
Where? Which ones?
I saw one at the Star Market on McGrath Highway in Somerville. I saw several.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not the ghetto, not the ghetto star.
Not the ghetto star where our friend works.
Wait, do they have
a
machine?
You know what? I think they have the machines there too. I do.
Oh.
Do you go to that Star Market?
Yes, I do.
The ghetto star?
Yes. because I work right by there.
Speaking of that, do you know the employee we're talking about?
I do know.
Do
this
you?
Woman, yes.
Okay.
She's very meticulous.
Yes.
She's
yes.
good at her job.
Yes. I think she takes
She's
great
good.
Care with her job. And
more proof, it's not just us. Or me. It's not just me.
No, I think she takes great care with the job.
I think she
yeah.
does, too.
Yeah.
I think she does, too.
She's very serious about that.
Oh, my gosh. What else you got over there, Derek?
Well, you know, people get pulled over for all kinds of reasons, you know, driving and swerving and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this is in Wisconsin. Earlier this week, a man was pulled over. And while police come to check him out and see what he's doing, he's making a sandwich while the police are coming up to the car. He's got his bread, he's got his salami, and he's got his cheese.
Now, what kind of bread was it, Derek?
They didn't give the details on that.
They didn't.
No.
That's unfortunate. They didn't say what kind of sandwich he was making?
They didn't. Well, they said there was salami. I think it was salami and cheese and bread.
Did he have condiments there, too, like mustard?
You would think that'd be a great time to ask for the Great Poupon as a window rolls down. But no.
Who in their right mind would make a sandwich while they've been pulled over?
I don't know. You just imagine it. Let's see. We got the bread here. We got the cheese. And then oh my gosh. he said he had 7 to 10 vodka drinks.
Oh my gosh.
So they tested him, and he passed the blood alcohol test.
No way.
So they
really?
Took him in for further testing. And not too sure what's happening from here.
That's a weird story.
That's what I got there.
That's a very strange story.
I'm feeling pretty good over here.
I need to make a sandwich.
Yeah, it's got to be tricky. I mean, you're right, like texting while driving and talking on the phone, but just, you know, trying to...
Well, texting while driving is just crazy. I mean, it's just crazy.
Everyone, follow Oprah's pledge. The no... What is it? No phone... No phone rule. Or
wait, I don't know
car.
Anything about that.
I don't know. It's all over. It's like dog shit in the media. It's all over.
There you go. We caught them again.
Oh, boy. Sorry.
What can I say? Second language.
It is a second language for you over there.
Yeah.
Do you have any more stories over there?
Well, how about this? Do you guys have any idea of how much a toilet would cost? You know, like a regular toilet?
You live in a rental.
That's a good point. I don't need one. It's just part of the story. I'm trying to imagine how much a toilet would cost.
How much is a toilet?
I don't know.
All right, let's
go to
like,
Home ED and check it out.
Yeah, it's got to be like 100, 200 bucks.
No.
Do you think it's
more? Than, absolutely.
It's got to be more.
Three bills?
No.
I think three bills. Maybe
at least three.
Yeah.
I would think 3 to 7.
You know what? I think it actually depends on the toilet.
Yeah, you're right, because when I was in Italy in August, you had to piss in a hole in Cinque Terre. I was so traumatized. Okay, people, so I was in Italy for 6 weeks.
In a hole?
Yeah, so I was in this town called...
Even women?
Everybody. I was in this town in Vernazza. I was in Cinque Terre, which is on the... northern coast, the Italian Riviera, in this town called Vernazza. And I was at the Blue Marlin Cafe. Charming. Great eggs. Great peeps. All of it's going well, right? We go in the bathroom, or I go in the bathroom, excuse me, and I look, and I'm like, you got to be effing kidding me. It's a hole in the floor. And it was lined with like porcelain. Like, or tile.
What do you just...
So you're supposed to put your hand, like, on the tile grip. And then, like, pee into
really,
the hole.
That's really weird.
And you like, sit on the floor.
I was so traumatized. I'm like, oh, my God, how long is it going to take me to feel clean?
Well,
you know, because I don't want to know what my hand had, you know, obviously you can squat and be graceful about it, but, you know, of course, I'm a little clumsy, so
you know
I fell on one hand sort of is a mess, and of course I'm washing
really
my
down.
Hands for 5 minutes.
With squatting. I'm not really down with squatting. Like,
squatting is not good for your pelvic floor, especially the women, you know, during
yeah.
the fertile years.
When I'm, like, out in nature and I have to, in nature calls, it doesn't feel, like, fun to me. Like, I can't relax and
yeah.
squat.
I don't know what to contribute to this.
All I can say is, though, there are a lot of places in the world where you pee in holes. And
yes. Yes, my husband was in Africa this summer, and all you do was pee in a... There was nowhere else to pee but in a hole.
Yeah.
And
I was surprised in Italy. It was just in that one town, in that one restaurant.
So I could listen to you two talk about peeing forever, but I just want to get back to
Get back to the news.
The news? So John Lennon's toilet.
John Lennon's toilet, yes. How much was his
sells for $16,000.
You're kidding. $16,000 for a toilet?
Imagine
what's
all.
The fancy toilet. Is it made of gold?
$16,000.
This is the one in...
Is it made of gold? What is it made of?
No, it's a regular toilet that was painted, I guess. It's got, like, blue flowers or something like that. It's sold over there.
Who painted it? Yoko?
$16,400. No.
Yoko probably painted it.
It would probably sell for less if it was her.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
speaking
awful.
Of Yoko, have you guys ever checked out any of her vocal music?
Oh, yes.
It's atrocious.
Oh, I wish we had some to play. I just heard, for the first time, I heard it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it is... I've never heard anything like it. It's kind of frightening in a way.
Now, how did it come to your attention, Derek?
I might have heard it on another radio show. I don't remember what they were talking about.
It's trifling, Kay.
It's trifling.
Like,
you know what?
Like,
I think I've heard like one song, and it was like very frightening.
Trifling. Yes, trifling.
That's right. That's PG County talk for those of you who are listening and are like,
I get it.
That?
I get it.
Do you have any more stories over there? News?
Maybe that should be it for now.
Oh, is that it for now?
That should be it for now.
Okay.
We got you want to mention our game show?
Yes, I was just about to make an announcement, but you can go.
You got it. No, you go with it.
Okay. So at 6:30, we're going to have a game. And the winner of that game gets a $10 gift card to Starbucks.
Yeah, so people call in and win.
Call in and win. It's at 6:30, and the game is The game is called This or That. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Yeah. And we have a special sound clip for it.
That's what we get, yeah. That means we're playing the game when you hear that. So
that's right.
Call in.
Call in at 6:30.
And it's going to be very easy. We're going to mention... what was the example you had, like the paint colors and ice cream?
Paint colors or ice cream flavor.
So you mentioned like one thing, like creamy pumpkin. Just pulling that out. Would that be a paint color or an ice cream?
That's awful.
Mommy, it hurts. Mommy, it hurts.
Anyway.
And then, you know, if you get it right, you get a, and if you get it wrong. Look at that. So that's what we're going to
be doing. Oh, yay. You got the buzz sound. Well done.
Thank you.
Ding.
It's about time.
Yeah, it's about time.
So we want you callers to call in.
Yes, please call in.
And play the game.
At 6:30. Don't call in now. If you call in now, you won't get through. Okay. So I've got some entertainment news. You want to do some of that?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do the entertainment news. All right. My first story is, guess what's coming on TV tonight?
What is on TV tonight? I don't follow TV that well.
For a new show on TLC.
Oh
my God, is this a new season of Hoarders?
No, that's on already.
Oh.
There's a show coming on tonight at 10. It's called Sister Wives.
What?
It's a polygamous family.
Oh
my gosh.
Oh boy.
Oh, that can't be good.
So Cody Brown, he's married to three women and kids. He's about to be married to four, and they are about to have their 13th child.
What? Where does this take place?
Utah. Where else?
Okay, that's the only place we could.
Yes, of course. So only one of these marriages, I think, is legal. The rest are kind of, you know, underneath the table or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Wow.
You can't wait to watch it. I know you're really excited. You're going to DVR it, right?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Okay. Anyway, the next story. Katy Perry's breasts get the Sesame Street band.
Oh, I saw this.
What?
Yeah, I saw this. And, you know, oh, God, sorry, go ahead.
So Katy Perry, I guess, filmed a segment on Sesame Street where she sings with Elbow. She sings with Elmo. And I think that she sings on Hot and Cold, but it's like a different version.
Yep.
But she's wearing this like low cut kind of thing that's like just barely covering the breast.
Oh no.
And they're not going to air it because there's breasts.
It's really weird. I saw it and it's like it's covering, it looks like there's nothing there, but it's like a mesh that goes up.
Yeah, it's
really
old,
weird.
It's really weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's a clip will never air on the Kid Show, but you can still see it online. This is what some of the parental comments
were.
Well,
these are homes. And they're not that big. I mean, they're not, like, falling out.
Well, they are kind of big. She's got quite the rack.
I'm looking at the video right here.
Yeah.
You know.
So the...
They like honeydew melons or something?
They're not that big. So some of the comments from the parents were...
It's like a Playboy bunny in a way.
Where you can practically see her keys. That's some wonderful... Well.
Wow.
That's some wonderful children's programming. And the next one says, they're going to have to rename it Cleavage Avenue.
Oh.
And then the last comment is like, my kid wants milk now.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So Katy Perry will not be appearing on Sesame Street. That's too bad because I actually do like Katy Perry. All right, Derek, we'll be excited about this news story. Domino's Pizza opens its first 24-hour store in the U.S.
Oh, no.
What a
I've had some bad times with that.
Because instead of peppers, we get pepperoni.
Now, where did this open?
Green peppers.
Dayton, Ohio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ohio.
We don't need it.
So the store is near the University of Dayton, so you know the students are going to be calling around 3 a.m. But the best thing about this is, the manager, Steve Martin, says, Steve Martin? Wait a minute, I didn't read part of that story.
Start up, you science, right?
Manager Steve Martin says they will be having...
We got the wild and crazy guys. We'll go swinging Jack Brothers, and we swing so successfully and thankfully.
He's having a hard time these days, that Steve Martin. He's
luck,
Domino's Pizza. They'll be offering breakfast pizza with toppings like eggs, cheese, and bacon.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't it, though? Oh, my God. It sounds like a party out the wrong end.
Yeah,
we
totally.
Ordered when there was one time we were playing games late and we ordered a pizza.
It's like 7 years ago.
They brought
it?
Wait, they messed like we ordered a pizza from a regular place and they messed it up. I think that is what happened. And then it was too late to call back and get another pizza, so we called Domino's because they're open.
And we wanted onions and pepperoni. We wanted onions
peppers,
and green peppers
and onions, and we got pepperoni.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Unbelievable.
That's not surprising.
Bad for Derek because he can't have pepperoni.
I have some entertainment news.
Do you?
May I, please?
Sure. Go. Chime in.
Oh, go right ahead.
Crystal Bowersox, the runner-up on American Idol 2010, is engaged.
I heard.
To a fellow musician. So she was with this other dude named Tony forever. They broke up the night before the...
The finale, right?
The finale,
yeah. Pretty fast after that to be getting engaged after that, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Like rush into the altar a little bit?
You know, can't judge.
I guess. No, you can.
All right.
I don't know who this person is.
American Idol News.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's engaged to a fellow musician, so I guess good for her. Who knows? It's a little quick, but hey.
It's a little quick.
You know, whatever blows your hair back.
That's right. That's right.
All right, and then I'll plug myself while we're in.
This is entertainment news.
All right, let's have it.
Okay. My name is Sarah, and I am in a classical/jazz improvisation group called the Meltdown Incentive.
Very good. I've seen them.
And it's very avant-garde, kind of happenstance, very entertaining. And we're performing this coming Friday, October 1st, at Outpost 186.5 in Inman Square in Cambridge. For those of you well acquainted with Cambridge, that's near the Druid or near, like, East Coast Grill. It's, like, really on the main street, Hampshire Street, in Cambridge and Inman Square, 8 p.m. Friday night. And then the following Friday, I am performing in a series at Church of the Advent, which is in Beacon Hill near Brimmer and Mount Vernon Streets at 8 p.m. I'm doing a world premiere by this guy named Matt Samolis. Piece is called Lost Angel, and there are a bunch of new composers on that. So hope to see some of you, all of our thousands of listeners, at one of these events. Thank you.
Right.
Did that address have a half?
It did.
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
I don't know, man.
Write something right in.
I guess on the other half, there's more of a rock vibe, and then we're the...
Very strange.
Yeah. You know, just...
I got a couple more stories.
All right.
Let's see. I'm going to skip that Martha Stewart story. A Facebook argument ended in death.
Oh, no.
23-year-old Lori Lynn Emery is being charged with second-degree murder, assault with her intent to do great bodily harm, and child abuse, all stems from a Facebook argument.
For Facebook?
Facebook.
Yeah, the movie's coming out, what, next week, next Saturday? Social
Network? The Social Network?
Yeah.
Is that coming out this Friday?
I think it's next weekend. I don't know.
I'm not looking forward to it.
It's going to be big.
It's going to be big.
Yeah, people are talking.
People are talking.
Facebook. I don't know. Like, I ended up taking a bunch of my photos down this week. You know, I just...
Were they unflattering?
No. It's a privacy thing. I've got all the really strict privacy settings on stuff, but, you know, it's amazing. You can get to anything on the net now. And
yes, you can.
You can.
Just amazing and unsettling all at once.
Yeah.
And you can also get to the show.
That's right.
That's right.
Thing.
Okay, that's
oh my gosh.
Thing. Hi,
YouTube star Antoine Johnson buying a new house with the money from Newfound Fame.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he bought a house with the earnings from the Home Intruder song that the Gregory Brothers put together. the auto-tune of the new song. Oh, it's so great. Have you heard this, Sarah?
No.
Oh, it's fantastic. Fantastic. Anyway, the original story, you got to see the original story in order to get the full effect.
The
anyway,
before and after is good.
And a side note to that, they still have not found the rapist. Or the alleged rapist. So that's the news of that. And a final story for the entertainment page of the week is the situation may be sued over his iPhone application.
Situation.
Is that like Snooki's boy or something?
I don't think he's Snooki's boy, but he's definitely on Jersey Shore.
Oh, God.
Apparently, here's the front of the application. And apparently, the grenade dodger, do you know what a grenade is? Grenade's an ugly chick.
Oh,
I don't know.
So he took some pictures of some chicks.
Yeah.
And they're apparently grenades, and apparently they're all going to sue him because they didn't know they were being used for the iPhone application.
Wow.
I think that's amazing. Anyway, that's entertainment news of the week.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think we're going to go to break now, and we'll come back with
good
this
idea.
To that.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Man, I can't believe I had full naked sex with Mark last night. Oh, God, I was so drunk.
It's a fact of life. Sometimes women make mistakes.
But sometimes mistakes can be delicious.
Introducing new from Pfizer. It's the Morning Afterburger.
Hey, who thinks your grandma's contraceptive?
The first emergency contraceptive with all your favorite toppings like...
lettuce! Ketchup! Mayonnaise! Pickles! Clomiphene! Levon Orchestral! Ebonite Reflexional 7!
Man, I can't believe I had full naked sex with Mark again last night.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Darren Kincaid Show at 661-467-2416.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city. Before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pressure on my toes. Trying on all my clothes.
Yo, it's the Derek and Kay Show, and we're back.
I really tried to hate this song. I really did. But I can't.
It's just so damn catchy.
I paid $1.29.
There's Sarah.
There's Sarah.
Hello.
I tried
special
to hate
guest.
It. Special in studio
you know,
guest.
It's amazing what they're doing with the morning after burger. I just hope they come out with a vegetarian version. That's all. Veggie burger. Morning after veggie burger.
Loaded with vitamin C.
I guess. And you can assemble it in your car while you get pulled over. Yeah, I do try to hate on the Kesha, but I just, this is
yeah,
so
especially with
catchy.
A dollar sign in it.
Oh, my God, the dollar sign is just so
oh yeah, oh,
pedestrian.
It's so.
It's awful, but this is just catchy.
Idiot.
I can't stand it. Can you open up those jelly beans?
Let's get that jelly bean action
yeah,
going.
We got some jelly beans.
Yeah. Here.
This will make the rest of the show fantastic.
You people right. should be jealous you're not in the studio with us, you know.
I know. We got jelly beans.
Chomping on jelly
we got
full
beans.
We
That's
got
how
jelly
we roll.
Beans and tonic water. It's amazing.
Dude, it's
a great combo.
Anyway, call us now to participate in
Fun
the
time.
This or That game at 661-467-2416. If you don't call, you can't win.
It's an easy chance to get $10.
$10
actually,
at Starbucks, which is one coffee.
I'm actually, you know what? It's better than $10.
It is?
We are giving away.
I'm having a raspberry.
Starbucks card, 1,000 cents.
1,000 cents?
1,000 cents.
How did you get 1,000 cents for it?
I asked for it.
You know people?
It's good, yeah.
Sweet.
Got it.
Were there any black ones in there?
What are the black ones?
I don't know.
Licorice, I like those.
Look around.
I don't know.
People are so...
Here, have the cap.
Wait, I want some of those beans.
You want beans? Oh, I'm sorry.
You guys just...
We're like just switching, you know.
Derek, when you turn red, you look like you've been on, you know, a Caribbean beach, like, for 10 hours too many.
Oh, wait. We've got a caller for this show.
We've
oh,
got a
my
caller?
God.
That's awesome.
Hello. Oh, no. Premature.
Oh, my God, Mom.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
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 How's
it
going?
Hi, it's going well. Who is this?
This is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Julie, hey, how's it going?
Hello, Julie.
Really good.
Are you ready to play this or that?
I'm so ready. Bring it on.
All right.
Awesome.
You have to get three right.
Ooh, three right.
Three right.
Okay.
Wow, that's a tall order.
We have to get three right out of five.
Okay.
So you get five chances. Are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
All right. The category is discontinued Ben & Jerry's flavor or banned F-on and MySpace.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or what? Wait, what?
Or banned? Okay. Discontinued Ben & Jerry's flavor. Or band I found on MySpace.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing.
No, I think it does.
Okay.
She's in for it. She's excited.
All right, Julie, you ready for number one?
Sure.
Okay. Number one is Coconut Fever. Coconut Fever.
Let's say... A MySpace band. Band you found
yes.
on MySpace.
Nice.
It's a MySpace
yeah.
band.
That's great.
Yes. All right. That's one. All right.
Yay.
You're a third of the way to the Starbucks card. All right. You ready for number two?
Yes.
All right. Number two is This Is Nuts.
Ooh.
Ooh. Whoa. I think that's a Ben & Jerry's flavor.
Ben & Jerry's flavor, you're right!
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Well done.
You are one more away from the win. Hey,
oh,
do you go to Starbucks
for well, I don't know.
You go to Starbucks
I'm...
a lot?
I think she
no,
likes her
actually,
coffee.
No,
you like
I don't.
Coffee?
You don't?
Oh,
I mean,
coffee.
I make my own.
It's such a special treat for you, Julie, then to go out and get yourself a cup of coffee from good old Starbucks.
And you can buy a pound of ground coffee and drop it by here. Maybe Derek will make some coffee.
That would be the right thing to do, I think.
All right, so this is for the win.
Oh my gosh.
Okay,
take it.
Is it discontinued Ben & Jerry's flavor or a band I found on MySpace, Rachel's Brownie?
Oh my gosh. I think that's a band you found on MySpace.
So sorry.
Oh no.
It's Ben & Jerry's flavor, but that's okay. You still have a couple of more chances to win. Okay.
Power's still going. All right.
That's very nice of you.
Still in it to win.
Still in it. Yes. Woo-hoo. Okay. So, is it a discontinued Ben & Jerry's flavor or a band I found in MySpace, Mint Cherry?
Mint Cherry. I think all of these are such great band names. I think that's a band you found on MySpace. I hope it's a band you found on MySpace.
You win! Congratulations, Julie. You are our big winner.
Congratulations.
What are you going to get from Starbucks?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. What do they have at Starbucks? Besides coffee, of course.
Pastries.
Chocolate.
Oh, my gosh.
1,000 cents.
You can get a cup.
1,000 cents.
1,000 cents.
That's right.
And
they have really good, rhubarb tea. Vanilla rhubarb.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
It's really delicious.
Oh,
you might.
Yeah.
And don't tip the people.
And that's decaf.
Don't tip them.
For those of us that don't drink coffee.
Oh, you could go that way, yeah.
Yeah.
They make plenty of money. People. The bonus says
that, you know, they get health insurance part time.
Do they?
Yeah.
Good company.
They get full insurance for part time.
Is that how they can charge like $3 for a coffee?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, congratulations, Julie.
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right. And we've got your information, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll find
you.
We'll find you.
Well, thanks, guys. Rock on.
Yay, congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening
Thanks
and calling.
Thanks for listening and calling.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.
And you can email the Derek and Kay Show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
All right. Who wants to play the This or That show in here? This or That show? What's wrong with me? The This or That game in here. We can play a round robin in here.
That could be fun.
Okay. We'll go to a different category.
Okay. Different category. I like this.
Okay. Who is older?
Oh, no. I'm not going to be good at this one. I just know it.
All right. Who's older? Martha Stewart or Tina Turner?
Wait. Who goes?
I already
goes?
Know.
You do?
Yes.
How do you know?
I know. You want me to tell you?
Give me 20 jelly beans.
Sarah's also really good with numbers. She's an advantage.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Can I tell?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's love got to do with it?
Nice.
What's love? You're right.
Yeah, I know.
But she's in her 70s, right?
She's only older by a year.
No, really? Wait, how old's Martha?
69.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yep.
She's getting up there.
Tina's legs are still
smoking. They do look amazing.
Smoking.
They are smoking. I don't know what she's doing.
They've been saying that for years.
The legs look good.
I think she's good. With a car salesman.
Really?
What?
Mm-hmm. Tina Turner.
Wow.
No, they're very happy. She fell in love with a guy, I think, who owns an auto dealership. And, whatever.
Got a good deal.
A little better than Ike. Step up for Mike, you know?
No, everything's a step up for Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
All right. Who's older?
It's just stuck. Yeah.
The members of New Kids on the Block, the members of New Edition.
Oh man.
I'm going to throw out a guess. I'd have to say the But she would be older.
They are slightly older. Slightly.
All right.
Wow.
Awesome.
Like very
so
slightly.
Wow.
DK.
It's tough because they're both, you know, my favorite, so it's really tough.
Are they your favorite?
Yeah.
Do you love the right stuff?
Cool It Now.
Love Cool It Now. Don't joke.
I wish I had that here.
It's a great song. We should put that on our bumper list.
We'll add it.
All right. Who's older, David Letterman or Jay Leno?
Derek, what do we think here?
I might think that it's Dave.
I'm thinking Dave, too.
He's been on the air longer,
mm-hmm.
right?
But that doesn't necessarily.
But he looks a little older, too.
I think he's had a quadruple bypass, too.
Mm.
I think Dave's older.
You said Dave?
We could be. Yeah. Oh, speaking of Dave, let me check. Can I interject one?
Go ahead. Do you want the answer?
Yes.
David Letterman is 63. Jay Leno is 60. So you're right.
Right.
Nice. Awesome.
Speaking of David Letterman, whom I love, by the way.
Do you actually love him?
No, I love the show, you know. So Joaquin Phoenix, who I think is a phenomenal actor. I mean, terrific. I really like Joaquin. You know, he obviously had a bit of a meltdown.
A fake meltdown?
Right. But, you know, he did this whole thing since, like, February of 2009 where he kind of gone off his rocker and grew a beard and looked at a mountain grizzly man-esque type thing. And
very much so.
Kind of looked like he needed to go to rehab or something and said he was going to have a rap career. And and then it comes out this – and oh, he made this bizarro appearance on Letterman.
Wow.
Which I really, really suggest that you check out on YouTube. You can YouTube, Dave Letterman, Joaquin Phoenix. Anyway, he's bizarre on the show, totally nuts. And now, same music, please. A year later, he comes on to do Letterman and reveals that this whole thing was a hoax for a documentary that he and Ben Affleck's brother, Casey Affleck, filmed about the relationships between the media, celebrity, and
I did hear that.
Yeah.
But that beard was really out of control.
Oh, it was really not so.
It was really
yeah.
unattractive.
Yeah, not so hot.
Because Joaquin Phoenix, he's not bad looking, right?
I think he's pretty freaking
sexy. I don't know what he looks like at all.
You don't?
No.
You'd know him if you saw him.
Oh, my God. I think he's pretty sexy. Did you see Walk the Line, Derek? Johnny Cash, Reese Witherspoon.
No.
Playing?
Derek hasn't seen anything. Are you kidding?
It's fun, though, to play this game. People ask me what movie. People at work, they love it. Yeah.
You haven't seen anything on TV?
Nope.
You haven't seen any movies?
No. I got Netflix.
Have you seen The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? Here's a bit. What has Derek seen?
That's a pretty good one.
Oh, that's
this could
good.
Be really fun. It's amazing.
That is
actually
next week,
someone
really
call
good.
In with that.
Someone can call in. If you
call,
oh my God, call in. If you know a movie that Derek has seen, call in and
wow.
We won't give you a prize, but we will make you feel great.
but we'll work in the future toward getting you a prize.
Yeah, wow.
No, we're not getting you a prize. But we'll just make you feel great.
Okay.
Who's older? Victoria Beckham or Debbie Gibson?
How about, I don't know who, Victoria? What?
What?
Who is that?
Posh Spice.
Come on.
Oh,
Posh
okay.
Spice. Jesus. Wait, you said Britney Spears or?
No.
Wow. This is challenging.
Victoria Beckham or Gibson?
Oh, Debbie Gibson.
You know what? I would say Debbie Gibson. She's like the 80s stuff.
Only
right?
My Dreams.
Yeah. That's,
yeah,
that's
and
a long
I
time
would
ago.
Think Beck's wife there, she's probably in her mid 30s.
The old Debbie Spice.
A little.
We were coming in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
So did I get it right?
You did get it right.
Fantastic.
But they're only separated by a few years.
Wow.
Victoria Beckham is 36 and Debbie Gibson is 40. Can you believe that she is 40?
Wow.
Only in My Dreams, she's 40.
That's amazing.
Dude,
she must have been young back then.
She was. Makes me feel old. All right. Speaking of old, who's older? Betty White or Hugh Hefner?
Oh, come on. Betty White.
Yeah, I'd say Betty White. Even she's showing her
I think Betty White is like 87 or something.
You'd be surprised. You're both right, by the way. Betty White, 88. Hugh Hefner, 84.
Wow.
Getting up there.
Let's talk about Hugh Hefner for a minute, shall we?
Shall we? Smoking jacket.
I don't have a lot about him.
There's actually going to be a special on him, I think, on CNBC next month for an hour. They recently did one on Ted Turner, and I believe next month one of the big ones on, like, giant moguls is Hugh Hefner and his whole empire and whatnot. But, I mean, how does the Hef still get it up at 84?
I don't know. You know what? I think I do know, and it's called...
Oh, there's a thing for that.
There's a thing for that?
Yeah, but
I think they got stuff for that.
Oh, don't you love in those commercials, though, how they, like, are saying, oh, you know, Cialis is great for blah, blah, blah. And
if your erection lasts on it 4 hours, call the
doctor.
I might call some other people. Yeah. We've got a great thing going. You know, speaking of commercials, actually.
Not include but diarrhea vomiting.
Speaking of commercials, we should.
Okay.
And we'll be right back after this.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show. It's super! It's heavy!
It's fun!
It's super happy fun ball!
Yes, it's super happy fun ball! The toy sensation that's sweeping the nation. Only $14.95 at participating stores. Get one today!
Warning. Pregnant women, the elderly, and children under 10 should avoid prolonged exposure to super happy fun ball. Caution. Super happy fun ball may suddenly accelerate the dangerous speed. Super happy fun ball contains a liquid core which, if exposed due to rapture, should not be touched, inhaled, or looked at. Do not use super happy fun ball on concrete. Discontinue use of super happy fun ball if any of the following occurs. Itching, vertigo, dizziness, blackouts, loss of balance or coordination, slurred speech, temporary blindness, profuse sweating, or heart palpitations. If super happy fun ball begins to smoke, get away immediately, seek shelter, and cover head. Super happy fun ball may stick to certain types of skin. When not in use, super happy fun ball should be returned to its special container and kept under refrigeration. Failure to do so relieves the makers of super happy fun ball, Lucky Products Incorporated, and its parent company, Global Chemical Unlimited, of any and all liability. Ingredients of super happy fun ball include an unknown glowing substance which fell to Earth, presumably from outer space. Super happy fun ball has been shipped to our troops in Saudi Arabia and is also being dropped by our warplanes in Iraq. Do not taunt super happy fun ball. Super happy fun ball comes with a lifetime guarantee.
Super happy fun ball. Accept no substitutes.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Darren Kincaid Show at 661-467-2416.
Hey, yo, this is Derek Kincaid Show. We are back.
Hello.
Who wants the coconut jelly beans?
Every time I hear this song, by the way, I think about the beginning of Something's Gotta Give. It's impossible for me not to.
I never saw that movie.
Get out of town!
You know, who else hasn't seen that movie?
I saw it. No, I saw it.
You what?
Wait.
Garrett,
maybe you
you saw that movie?
Yeah.
It's the one with Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton.
You're kidding.
Wait.
Oh.
I think I tanked off the last quarter of it.
Keanu Reeves, Diane Keaton, Jack Nicholson.
Yep.
Where would you have seen such a film?
We watched it
in the background at Brenna's house.
I know, but I didn't watch it. I can't watch movies when they're in the background.
I understand.
Yeah, it's not really a movie.
Kick it.
So we're going to take this thing another hour.
So does nobody...
Oh, my God.
We're going to do a bonus hour.
But
bonus hour is going to be a little looser.
If you can believe that.
So the bonus hour is not going to be live. It'll be a podcast download only. So if you like what you're listening to, which I can't imagine you would, download it.
I hope you do.
It's a little bit useless, okay? Oh, I'm just doing shit.
Come see the Meltdown in Sunday.
Yes.
Okay,
the Meltdown Incentive.
Inman Square. At 186 and a half.
And a half. Anyway.
Hamster Street.
Who wants to do more this or that?
I don't know.
There's
who's
more.
Who's listening? Why aren't you people calling? Come on.
Do we actually have any calls? Are there any? No. Okay. Sorry.
You ask that every week. Is there any calls?
I'm just gonna
anyone call?
We got anyone?
Who's gonna call? We don't have any more calls, do we?
But I'm glad we got a caller that one.
Maybe you should isolate that and put that into a sound clip.
Do you have any calls? that. I see how many times I've said it over the last few shows.
You should have people call in about their cat problems or something.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Do you have a cat problem?
Professional.
Do you have cat problems?
Do I have cat problems?
Yeah. Who's got cat problems?
Not really. I was actually trimmed Leo's nails this morning.
Okay.
I thought you were gonna say like his hair on his backside, because I actually do that
to one of my kitties.
No, he's
one of the long haired kitties, because she gets poop all over the place.
Oh yeah, you gotta take care of that.
Yeah.
Back end. No, assistant Leo, with assistant producer Leo, had very good morning nails trimmed.
Wait, you took him somewhere to get his nails trimmed?
No, we did it right here.
You did it yourself. Oh,
yeah,
we've
one
got
and a half
call.
Oh, great.
We're playing this or that. Or maybe we're just talking to somebody. I don't know.
Yeah.
A little software issue going on here.
Uh-oh.
We encourage you.
I don't know.
Hello?
Call or call back.
Yes.
Oh, we dropped a call.
We dropped a call. We had a little software issue.
Oh, please call back.
Yes, please call back.
Please call back.
I swear I didn't hang up on you. Anyway, we have 8 minutes remaining, so please call back soon.
Wow, yes, hopefully we can get this in.
Yeah. So there's still a chance to win, but there's nothing to win. So if you want to call and play this or that, but not win, please call. 661-467-2416.
You get the satisfaction of winning.
You do. You get the satisfaction of winning.
On the Derek and Kay Show.
And the applause sound clip.
So I've noticed on the radio, in fact, that, you know how, like, McDonald's comes out for a short while with the Shamrock Shake and stuff?
Yeah.
That Dunkin' Donuts is coming out with hot or cold.
Oh, the cider.
Apple
yeah.
cider.
I don't know why I was thinking of this, like, last week.
Kind
of
like when Starbucks does?
I saw the billboard.
Billboard? What's wrong with you?
I don't know, man. You're speaking a whole
other... You're all over the place today.
Hey, check out that billboard. The next hour is going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic.
People are going to want to download it.
I know.
The rest of this.
So I'll tell you, what was I talking about? Oh, now I'm having a moment of stability. Oh, yeah, Drunken Donuts.
Yeah, the cider.
Yeah, you know, I can't say I'm rushing out to do that.
I'm curious, though.
Oh, no, man. I mean, people, hopefully you've all been to Atkins Farm.
Oh, so good.
It's really good. Let's give that
real.
A plug.
Yeah.
What's Atkins Farm?
Let's give that a plug.
Is that South Hadley? No.
South Amherst.
What is that?
That's
what is
close.
This Atkins Farm?
You've never been?
Does it just have bacon? What is it?
No, Atkins Farm is a wonderful...
It's a farm. Fruit farm.
Fruit farm. And they also have a lovely kind of gourmet grocery store inside where they have really fresh produce and
you
all
can
this
pick
stuff.
So good.
You can pick apples.
Pick your apples.
And they have awesome.
But you can't get carbs there.
There's no meat.
Oh, they have the most amazing bakery. They have cider donuts.
Cider donuts.
At Atkins Farm?
Yeah.
Cider donuts.
Go figure.
Incredible. Friggin' great.
I can't wait to go apple picking. I can't
wait. So, people, make your way to Atkins Fruit Bowl out in South Amherst near the Eric Carle Museum.
When's the time to go apple picking? Is that right now?
I think it's pretty good right now. September and October, right?
Mm-hmm. October. I can't wait. You're going to make some apple pies. Going to make some...
Applesauce.
Pork chops and applesauce.
We're having some pork chops.
Apple pancakes?
Oh, apple pancakes.
Oh, my God.
I think apple pancakes. What's going on over there?
Apple crisp?
Apple crisp?
Apple crisp.
James, what else do you make with apples?
Apple turnovers?
let's do this.
Come
apple
on.
Cupcakes.
Apple strudel.
Good one.
You got to get that clip, man.
Chef? Yeah.
All right. Whose turn is it? Name off the apple stuff. Come on.
Apple. Oh, pull my apple.
Wait. I got one. Apple computer.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Apple fruit tarts. Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts? We already had applesauce. Apple butter.
Oh, good one. Apple Jolly Rancher.
Can't make that.
Sure you can.
All right.
How do you think it's, you think it just spontaneously combusts or
combusts?
All right.
Here's another.
Make stuff.
Apple wine.
Oh, very good. Very good. I have I've got some rhubarb wine over there.
Oh God, I'm just running towards it.
All right.
Any more apples?
Yeah, people, call in with your apple ideas here. Come on, this is really important stuff.
People must be really bored. If they have any more apple things that we haven't mentioned, that would be great. Kay, you got one?
Wait, no.
She's mid-apple.
I am. I got nothing.
Kay, like pork tenderloin with, like, apples or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I don't understand the pork and apple thing.
Oh, no.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I usually have pork with pear.
Oh, that's probably delicious, too, but you've got to do, like, pork chops and applesauce.
Pork chops and applesauce.
I never understood that. And you know what else I don't understand? Is, like, lamb and mint.
Phenomenal.
What?
Oh, my gosh, people, listen.
Like, with a mint jelly?
Where was it? Oh, I went, let me give a plug to another local place in Watertown.
You are a plug-a-rama this week.
In Watertown, there's a place called the Aegean. It is a Greek restaurant. It's actually really, really good. And I went there with my husband and my mother last week, and I had lamb chops with mint jelly, and they were fantastic. And we had the grape leaves to start, and those were really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you that don't know, Watertown is a great place to go for, like, a lot of spices. And,
is it?
Yeah, there's two.
I just drive through there.
There's Savon Bakery and Massey's Bakery. Like,
oh, I've heard of that. I've heard of that.
Stuff. Yeah, one of Barton's favorite places.
I just always drive through. I never stop there.
Hi, Barton.
Hi, Barton.
Yeah.
What are the chances Barton will ever listen to this show?
It would be minimal. It would be really great.
Next to none.
Barton Cullen.
Oh, that'd be great. Barton Cullen.
So, yeah.
Apple.
Apple, shampoo?
Apple pectin.
What's that?
Apple pectin.
Oh, okay. apple cheesecake.
Ew. Really?
I don't know.
Oh, jelly beans are down.
Build the apples.
Wait. Apple jelly bean. Hello.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah.
Right. What's our favorite cheesecake?
Plain.
Yeah, that's right. You do like the plain.
Yeah, I don't see why you would just mess it up with all kinds of business.
Oh man, you're.
Although
plain.
I do like some fresh strawberries on it.
Yes.
Or blueberry or some kind
that's
of
fabulous.
Fruit. But I don't like to put chocolate or any of that.
I like the lemon raspberries very good.
Ugh.
And the blueberry, white chocolate blueberry. Amazing.
Oh, you mucked it up with the white chocolate.
No, I'm telling you, man, it's good stuff. Good schluff.
Good schluff.
Derek,
good
schluff. What kind of cheesecake do you like?
I kind of like it a little bit more traditional, but I don't know. There's all kinds. Strawberry?
Oh, boy.
We just got our 90-second warning, which means...
90-second warning.
Well, it's been a pleasure being here. I'm going to let these two wrap it up.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to end our live broadcast, and we're going to continue with the podcast.
Mommy, it hurts. So if you enjoyed today's show and you want to hear more, stay tuned and download the podcast in 2 hours, the bonus hour.
After you'll be able to download it right away. It should be in if you hear the full 2 hours.
Nice. Nice, if you haven't had enough already. Anyway. Visit us on Facebook. Visit our blog at derekandk.blogspot.com. Email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
And always you can call in at 661-467-2416.
Next week.
Any of you stragglers out there that are going to just be around for an hour and want to call in, I don't know if that's going to work, but we can always try.
That's okay.
See you 8 p.m. Inman Square, Friday night.
That's right. Anyway,
outpost 186.
Outpost 1.5.
186 and a height.
And a haste.
8 p.m., people.
Nice. Anyway,
We will be back next week at this very same time on Blog Talk Radio. And join us next week at 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock for another live show.
Take care, guys. We'll see you.
Bye.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Somebody call 911. Shoddy by the bandit on the dance floor.
Hey yo, this is the Darren Kincaid Show, the bonus hour. And joining us for the bonus hour is Sarah.
Our first bonus hour, Sarah.
Hey.
Hi. That's right. And we're kicking it loose. We got no format for the bonus hour, people.
Right. They're swearing and everything.
If you thought the first hour was loose, I don't know, sorry.
Wait till you hear this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Craziness. So how's your weekend been, Sarah, aside from little nuts?
Oh, I know. I'm trying to think what happened Friday night, and oh my gosh, yeah. I was in rehearsal at the Armory, which is in Somerville.
Uh-huh.
That
place on Highland Avenue,
yeah.
That used to be the Masonry.
Yeah, and I want to actually give the Armory a plug because my friend Rob Bethel owns Yesterday's Service, and for those of you that don't know, Yesterday's Service is now in the Armory in Somerville. And though it may not be the most convenient to get to, just call them up and they'll send music to your house.
It's in the Armory now?
Yeah.
I
really encourage everyone to, support local businesses. So keep using Yesterday's Service. They're really great. He's got a tremendous section, Kay, of local music there.
That's awesome. I didn't know that they had moved to that location.
Everybody support the local business, please.
Support the local businesses, please. And especially the local arts businesses. Really important.
Hallelujah.
We like
praise the Lord.
We love the arts.
Praise the Lord. Support the local businesses.
I love the arts. Don't you?
Well, as an art major, aside from the studio arts, I'm a lazy artist, so I can appreciate it when I'm not doing stuff.
Yeah, you want to practice piano.
Yeah.
I'd rather drink a martini than paint a picture. I'd rather drink a martini than paint
a little bit
picture.
I got something.
All right.
You want to feel old?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Here are the top 10 songs on iTunes.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I'm not going to know any of them.
I know, probably.
No, maybe I will. I'm a little bit heavier than that.
All right.
I should know some of them. Listen to the music we play on bumpers.
Here's number 10. This is Eminem, The Way You Lie.
She fucking hates me, and I love it. Wait, where you going? I'm leaving you. No, you ain't come back.
Kick it. Kick it. Whoa. Whoa. Let me listen in a fucking cool.
Do you like it or no?
No.
No?
It's got Rihanna. I sort of like it, okay.
Oh. You know, it's got a good beat.
It's got a good beat. Oh, I've heard this.
Have you heard
this? I've heard this.
Yeah.
At the gym and the club. That was pretty good. I like that.
Yeah. Number 9 is Kesha.
Oh, boy.
Take It Off. I don't think I've heard this one before. Oh, wait, really?
Let me tell you something. I'm amazed how homogenous a lot of the pop music sounds.
It all sounds the same, doesn't it? Actually, I don't like this one.
I'm not into it. This doesn't do it for me.
It's got the crazy Egyptian tune.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
We gotta move on.
Number 8 is Club Can't Handle Me, Flo Rida.
What? I don't know any. I don't even know.
Oh, I know this one. Surprisingly, this song sounds just like the last one.
It sounds a lot like the last one.
Doesn't it?
Horrible. Wow. So far, the M&M's are my favorite.
Yeah.
I never thought I would say something like that.
I know. Well, the M&M one is like, it's M&M. I mean, I have respect for M&M.
He does have...
Last unicorn! Anyway, number 7 is Dynamite. I think this is Teo Cruz. Is that how you say the name? I have no idea.
Oh, no, man.
I have no idea.
You're old.
Oh, my God.
I know this one, too. I've heard this one, too. Again, sounds just like the last one we heard.
I'm so cool, I'm going to use an effects processor on my voice and, you know, echo it up a little bit, make myself sound larger than life and make millions of bucks. Wow, that's talent.
I'm almost there for doing that. Why audition and get rejected when you can just put your voice in a processor and earn millions of dollars?
Yeah, sure, those things are great.
Yeah, like Britney Spears, they said... I don't know.
She's also a singer.
Right. And I was going to say, I know somebody has a colleague that was at one of her recording sessions,
mm-hmm.
like, oops, I did it again or whatever, and the amount of hours mixing.
You're kidding.
Just
it's just awful.
Off the charts, you know.
Yeah. Too bad. Number 6 is DJ Got Us by Usher.
Hmm.
Sorry, DJ Got Us Fallen in Love.
Oh my God, this sounds just like the last four.
Doesn't
songs.
It?
They all sound the same.
They all sound the same. It's like it's
unbelievable.
It's like you're at the club. They're all in the same way.
Actually, it'd be great to mix them all together.
It would be.
Hey, what's this great new song?
Wow, it's the same song. That would be the result.
I do like Usher, though. I have a little bit of respect for Usher.
Yeah, he's
The next song is one I actually like, and I'm ashamed. Teenage Dream, Katy Perry.
I haven't heard this.
I'm ashamed to admit that I really like Katy Perry and I had downloaded one album. I like that song, California Girls.
Oh, that one's great.
I love that song.
That one here, yeah.
I don't know. I have a soft spot for Katy Perry. I don't know what it is.
It's good.
Because I'm 12. Anyway, number 4 is Only Girl in the World, Rihanna, which she's kind of getting on my nerves nowadays. I don't know. What do you think?
I can't believe how uninspired this whole... Top 10 list. It's like Snoresville, USA.
Yeah, totally.
You want to? Hey, people, you want to hear the top 10 list every week? Go to Snoresville, USA. Located where? In Bumfuck.
Number 3 is Nelly, and I don't think anything's going to be as good as
Hot in
Hot Here.
This
is called Just a Dream. Okay, I'm actually not hating
a little bit.
I'm not hating it.
Are you going to get into it? Where's the hook?
Yeah, where's the hook? Is this the hook? My shorty. I don't hate it.
Oh, I think I'm having a pear jelly bean.
Mm.
Those are the best.
I got a pile of jelly beans right beside me here. Number 2 is Like a G6, Far East Movement. I got to say, I haven't heard of the band or the song.
Yeah, me
I
either.
Have to admit that too, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
We're old.
We're old.
Anyway, here it is. And maybe there's a reason why we haven't heard of the band or the song.
What the hell is this?
Wow, there's some really bad music out there.
This is number 2?
you know what, people? I am not ashamed to admit that I don't listen to a lot of Top 40 because it sucks.
It does suck. All right. Who's waiting for number one?
Yes.
Who is?
Number one.
Number one is Just the Way You Are, Bruno Mars.
Uh-oh.
Who's Bruno Mars?
I have no idea.
Does anyone know?
No, but I was hoping you were going to say Billy Joel.
Not Billy Joel. That was a hit a long time ago.
I know, but...
Here it
is.
Looking
for
I'm a little bit worried.
Redemption.
I don't hate it.
I'm just the whole list. The only thing good is the Eminem.
I want to get into the hook.
I think this is the hook.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it either. I don't hate it, but I don't like it. Anyway, that's the top 10 on iTunes right now.
Wow.
Don't you feel like, I don't know, I don't feel good about it.
I feel proud that I don't know.
Yeah, I don't, those aren't my faves.
They're not my favorite.
They didn't really.
Boo hiss.
Give me jazz, classical, Radiohead, PJ Harvey, any day of the week.
You know.
Sonia Kitchell, stuff like that.
Jimmy
Liddell.
On the way here, I walked from Mass Ave, you know.
Oh, was it quicker this week?
just a bit.
Kate went through hell.
It did. Suck ass.
Kate could have got to a Western Mass.
Oh, Jesus. I was up near Frickin Expo Center. You know where that is? The down near the highway?
You know, I must have went the wrong way if that happened.
I did. I went totally the wrong way. Anyway, I walked.
You got a cow here.
I walked past a bunch of geese. There's a bunch of geese that live in the fence. I'm pretty sure I stepped in like geese poo on the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to see it because it's kind of like slippery.
Yeah.
It's like round and.
They're kind of aggressive.
Oh, they're really bad. They're mean fuckers. Hey, speaking of birds, who's played Angry Birds?
Oh, it's such a great
game. I've played Angry Birds.
Are you into it now?
Oh, my God.
You're in?
Fabulous. And my husband loves it.
Oh,
really?
Guys.
Tom's addicted to it, too.
I think
it's the whole strategy thing.
It's great. They really worked it out. There's hundreds of levels. It goes on and on. It's fantastic.
The point is, though, to get them all in one shot, right?
Is it?
That's rare if that happens.
But you can, right? Technically, with each level?
I guess there's some that you could get with one bird.
I love how the birds go,
they really are angry. Yeah, they're definitely
and
angry.
And then the pigs are like, yeah.
I might be spending too much time.
I've only played a couple.
About this.
I've only played a couple of Angry Birds rounds.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Because I just downloaded the light version, the free version. But for a while, my Palm Pixie was thinking that I had too many cards open when I would try to launch it.
That's always fun. You get that, like, ding-dong.
Yeah, too many cards.
Too many cards. How about I have none open?
Yeah, none open. Sometimes it'll be random. Sometimes my phone will just be sitting there, and it'll be like, I don't know, I got too many cards open. I'm not going to do anything.
Oh,
craziness. Crazy phone. Sometimes the phone.
Cartoon characters.
Should I talk about this auto-tune, or should we save that? For our live people.
Oh, man, I forgot about the auto-tune. Let's talk about it now, because I think it's hilarious.
Oh, it is.
Sarah,
it
have
is.
You heard about auto-tune in the news?
I don't think so.
It's best.
Let me see if I got it right here. Oh, yeah, right here. So this was in Kansas.
Was it?
Wasn't it?
Well, it's happened in place on Earth.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think it was Kansas. Mm. So that there was a Shell station where these two people were gonna rob the place.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one in a black hoodie, one in
a white hoodie.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. Let me play the news clip of the original news clip of this one of the women that was inside there.
What are you becoming, Danielle Staub now from Real Housewives of New Jersey?
I was gonna say like victim, but
there
she wasn't a victim.
Woman in the
she
room.
Was a witness. That's the word I was looking for. Witness.
Oh. I was putting one little cup of coffee in my coffee cup, and out of the corner of my eyes, I saw two guys come in, one with a black hoodie, one with a white hoodie. And the guy with the black hoodie said, "We want your money, everybody up front and down." And I'm like, oh, why do I need coffee now? And so the guy in the black starts coming down, and I'm like, don't look. So I'm putting my hair down, you know, and he comes right to me, and he goes, get down now. And I go, yes, sir. And I just drop to my knees, see, my little knee. And then when I'm on my knees, I'm backing up, because my daddy taught me good, and I'm backing the hell out of there.
Wait, let me just explain a little bit.
Back it up.
I want to explain her look in case you haven't seen this. She's got
stuff on the mic.
You got stuff on the mic?
Yeah, it's nasty. Sorry. I'm wiping it off. It's the windscreen that's got the stuff on it.
That's why we got the head cozy on.
I got the hyperactive saliva gland.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Well, those are good. So that's why we have these things mic'd. I mean, that's why we have mic'd.
You
number.
Are all over the place today.
Did you have your breakfast today?
I certainly did.
Have you
did.
Eaten anything today? Because usually by the time
I know,
you're like,
5 o'clock,
you're
not
like,
eaten.
Derek's like, I had a scone.
And the coffee. Well, these two are going to have fun.
So, Derek, what are you doing today?
So, okay, let's pretend.
We'll role play.
Okay,
here we go.
So, I'm Sarah. I'm me. Hey, what's going on? Okay, so, Derek, what did you have to eat today?
I had one jelly bean and a glass of water.
Oh, you guys. funny stuff.
Yeah.
And you, it's usually happening by like the 5 o'clock when I see you. Hey, what'd you have today? I have some jokes. At 9 o'clock.
You guys.
Yeah, I don't know. What's
know
going on with
that?
I
might be spending too much time talking about this.
Wait, can we go there, though? What's up with that? Why are you eating
like
once in the morning?
It's like I'm really busy.
You're too busy to provide your body with sustenance that you need to survive?
No, there's stuff that happens in the morning, and then you got to go to work, like on the weekend, and then...
What stuff
and then
in the morning?
You know, morning stuff.
Are you curing cancer?
No.
You're launching a rocket ship?
Maybe. But
you building roads?
No. Oh, wait. Oh.
You solving the war on terror with them?
Not really. Maybe locally.
You lay in brick time.
It's pipe, I think. Uh-huh. I think the technical term.
Are you doing heart surgery?
No.
Then you have time to eat. There you
definitely.
Go.
You definitely have time. Death.
Wow, this is like
most
tag
death.
Here.
Most death.
Where's the buzzer? We need the buzzer. Yeah, there you go.
Most death time to eat.
I mean... I don't understand. Do you not get hungry?
No, I'm starving. I'm really
you're,
hungry.
So you're starving all day. And
I'm just busy. You know, I'm doing stuff. I'm running errands.
I don't get that. You're busy, you're hungry, and you say to yourself, self, I'm going to keep on working. I'm not going to eat.
Well,
You know what the thing is?
Usually like when I getting together with, like, you guys, we're going to get together and have food. So I'm like, I'm just going to.
Oh, I know. It's funny. Like, Dave said, Derek and I go out for Indian
we're
food.
Starving.
And it's like, oh, my God, I waited all day for this.
Do you need to talk to somebody about your anorexia?
I'm doing all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Because you can talk to somebody.
I know. There's lots of people to talk to.
I know we might be spending too much time talking about this.
No, we're not. Oh, man.
All right. Let me go back.
Oh, we're going back to the backing up.
Well, we could probably keep talking the rest of the hour about why I don't eat.
Well, we'll come back to it.
I do. You know what? I'm hoping we're going to get a lot of eat after this. Uh-oh.
No. Go ahead. Keep going. I'm looking at the Redskins score. Go ahead. Which is abysmal.
Oh, who won?
The
Pats or the other people?
Who are they playing?
Who cares?
The Redskins?
The Redskins are playing the Rams, and right now, okay, well, winner for football update. Sorry. The Redskins are playing the Rams, and I'm a little bit embarrassed right now because the Rams suck.
So what's the score?
Score currently is 16 Redskins, 30 Rams. Yeah.
What
wow.
about the Pats? Who won?
I don't know what's going on.
Kate doesn't really
know.
Follow the Pats.
I don't care about the Pats.
She doesn't care.
Oh.
But I do... I'm a little concerned that it's, like, the 4th and 144, and they're, like, way behind. This is just...
Where are they playing?
What's going on with McNabb? Where are they playing? I think they're home. I don't know. This is terrible. Anyway, that's the football update. Not that you'll be double-D live by the time you hear it, so doesn't matter.
But you might enjoy that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, if they come through and win, like, you know, or something like that.
not looking too good.
Anyway.
The backing up girl.
Girl?
She's not really a girl. She's like, got to be like bitty something.
Yeah, I don't think that counts as girl anymore.
Long, straggly, like reddish. It's probably like reddish dye, like some... It's really like
it's definitely
it
dyed.
Rough.
It's
yeah.
dyed for sure.
And the thing that I can't keep my eyes off when you see her talking.
Her eyes.
I mean my
crazy
eyes. Oh, she got the crazy eyes, and she's got like rings on every finger.
She does. I didn't even notice her rings on
yeah.
her finger.
And then you see this like one of those rings that has the little dangling thing that goes to something else. Yeah. Oh yeah.
All I noticed was her like scary eyes.
Absolutely. And yeah, she's got the crazy eyes, and she's got the big saucer glasses.
Oh, the big glasses.
She's looking over
giant
them.
Glasses.
And she's backing up.
Backing up.
She's like shaped like a question mark.
What?
Yeah, she's...
Well, that's just mean.
Let me go back to her clip on the news, and then we got our auto-tune of her.
And then when I take her off safe, I'm like counting to 2,000, and I don't hear nothing. Then I hear, boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I back farther and farther away, and I think maybe I should faint, but I don't. And so then I'm thinking, count to 2,000 again. So I did, and then I go, mi amigos. Nobody said nothing. I'm like, oh, my God, they're dead. I'm like, I'm going to have to find all my friends dead. And then they were laughing. They shot the rubber. He's a hero.
They shot the rubber. They shot the rubber?
That's what it sounds like.
Wait, can you go back a little bit?
Yeah. Backing up.
Backing up.
I'm like, I'm going to have to find all my friends dead. And then they were laughing. They shot the
they
rubber.
They were laughing.
Heroes. Wait.
All right.
And then they were laughing. They shot the rubber. He's a hero.
They shot the rubber. Oh, my
shot
God.
Shot the rubber. So, you know, of course, what the anytime there's a big YouTube thing like this, it's the Gregory Brothers that come out with the auto-tune version.
Watching the live score still.
And,
good start.
I almost played the wrong one. Here's the backing up song.
I'm
catchy. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my
God. It's really great.
They do a great job. They do an awesome job.
That is hilarious.
It's so funny. I'm backing up. Oh, man. Not looking too good here for the Skins. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they? What quarter is it?
It's right at the end.
That would be the fourth quarter?
Yeah. You know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm good.
How much time's left on the clock?
Like 30 seconds.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's,
wow. Well, they could score.
Hey, also the Redskins, everybody. It's not looking good to her. it's not looking too good. Let me reload here and see what happens.
How much time's left?
I'm reloading. Hold on. Oh, no. 1:15.
One minute to
get it in.
Oh, my gosh. The Redskins just kicked 3 field goals, and they had 5 touchdowns to win it.
They got the snap. They can do it. I'm just embarrassed because it's the Rams who are 0-2 right now.
Who's ever heard of the Rams?
The Redskins. And they've heard of them real bad right now.
I guess so.
Okay, they suck. They suck so bad.
I don't even know the team, the Rams.
It's St. Louis, man. This hurts. This hurts real bad.
This minute could last like 14 minutes.
It's really bad. It's
minutes.
Really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's disappointing. Yeah.
So this Thursday, September 30th, from 12 to 7 p.m., there is a trunk show at the Wooks in Cambridge.
You're kidding.
Oh. On Holyoke Street.
I need a new bathing suit. That's cool.
Frankly.
Trunk show?
Frankly. Pete, if you're going, I'm going. So
oh.
You should all go, too. It's on Holyoke Street in Harvard Square in Cambridge, Mass.
Their new location.
Wooks is a special boutique. They
pretty
really,
awesome.
Really specialize in up-and-coming designers. They have beautiful clothing, really nice accessories, all of that. Anyway, the trunk show is going to be Amy G, who makes amazing dresses.
I don't have any Amy G stuff.
I have two Amy G dresses.
Really?
Amazing, amazing stuff.
Love Amy.
So I am looking forward to going and meeting Amy G and trying some schluff on. So, you know.
And when can people see you there?
Well, I don't exactly know what time I'm going to be there.
Oh. Like a,
are you signing autographs there? Or are you,
you
trying
know,
on clothes?
I would like to sign autographs on Friday night,
yes,
October 1st, 8 p.m., Outpost 186 and a Heist on Hampshire Street, Inman Square, the Meltdown Incentive, classical / jazz improvisation, Cambridge, Massachusetts, Friday night, 8 p.m.
Very good.
Awesome.
Very good.
Well, and you'll hear some of that. We're gonna go to break, and we'll be right back after this.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get your feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's fryable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was fryable. The beef, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry stuff other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fits in the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to the optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Took my money, made me pay child support. Come on down here and get you a flight. Once I get the social security number, it's over. Motivated. So, friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. I'm not letting one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic. Look at that. Don't that look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces. So, that is the rule down here. Don't good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, bigasstruckrentalandstorage.com/ Jones, good-ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Hey, yo, this is the Derek and Kay Show, and Kitty.
Hello, and Kitty. I've got the best of Craigslist here.
Oh, we love the best of Craigslist.
We've got plenty for next week's live show, because I got lots and lots of best of Craigslist. So I don't believe some of these are real. They just seem like so much bullshit. But
I
they're funny.
They're so strange.
But they're funny. The first one comes from a place near and dear to my heart now, Vancouver, British Columbia.
All right.
And it's entitled, "We Found Your Beer Bong."
We found your beer bong outside Earth and Ocean Sciences last Sunday night, Monday morning.
Outside
just
what?
Ocean.
Sorry.
East, it's probably like a
school
building. Just wanted to let you know that it's safe and that it's in the hands of an experienced group, and we have been using it. Just a couple notices on the construction.
What? Wow.
The mouthpiece that you had connected to the ball valve was about half a foot in length. I know that this is the length that they'll sell you at Home Depot, but cut it down to 2-3 inches maximum. When you have a half a foot of tubing, it creates a fairly large air bubble. You're going to have to take that in before you get to the beer, and it makes for a very full stomach when you're putting in when you're putting 2 to 3 beers in.
Sure.
We noticed that you only used one hose clamp at the front of your construction connection.
Good details.
There sounds like vibrating damp sandwich connectors.
Damp
sandwich. Oh,
dude,
yeah,
that's the
yeah.
name of my new band, the Vibrating Damp Sandwich Connectors or something.
Is that
so that the dude I work for?
What happened to Wax
some,
Apple?
We order some tools with
for bronzing labia.
Really fucked up names. And
yeah,
when I saw like vibrating damp sandwich connectors, I was like.
That's what they were, I think.
Oh,
that?
My God.
That's crazy. I
damp sandwich. That makes me laugh. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, wrong.
Anyway, it says, we noticed you only use one hose clamp at the funnel tube connection. They're only 80 cents. We've always used them on the valves as well. This is what they're made for, after all. Happy bonging.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, the next one is out of Seattle, and it's entitled, Insanely Aggressive Territorial Guard Duck.
Duck?
Duck. Hello.
Duck?
Duck. Yeah. Like duck.
I don't have I don't have a duck.
I got duck. But unfortunately, there's some sound coming from my computer because somebody muted it.
Oh, you're fine over here.
I'm fine?
Yeah, you're fine.
You can hear it? I got a duck sound playing right now.
I don't hear it.
But there's nothing happening. Wait, no, here we go. It's me. It's me.
Somebody.
There we go. It's somebody being me. I was joking. Anyway, this is a posting about Mr. Ducky. When he was a chick, he's my favorite out of the entire flock.
These are amazing.
He was one of the few ducks that would gently nibble on my finger. He would always let me pet him and feed him spinach. Now he has become a horrible monster of a duck.
That's a hairy duck.
His nibble has turned into a skin-tearing instrument. And his feet have turned into painful, skin-piercing talons. Anything moving in the yard... What is going on over there?
Wow.
Anything moving in the yard that is a non-duck, he attacks. He attacks raccoons. He attacks dogs. He attacks cats. Now he even attacks full-grown humans, galloping around the yard with clipped wings like some sort of maniac. Sandals are out of the picture now unless I want scabs on my feet. This was a semi-tolerable for a while, but now he can inflict a fair amount of pain on my calf through my work jeans, and I can't get anything done in my backyard.
Wow.
So this is my ad. If you want a duck that will scare, maim, fight any animal that you might be threatening your flock, Mr. Ducky is the craziest damn duck I have ever seen in my entire life. He's only friendly with ducks. I don't know about chickens, but he charges crows and other birds that land in the yard. He's a great guard duck. I have a newborn son that I want to have 10 fingers growing up. $40 or best offer, Mr. Ducky. Upon pickup, feel free to observe his behavior. He is one of a kind. And I live in Bremerton. I will deliver.
Wow, deliver the duck.
Deliver the
fail.
Duck.
That's amazing.
Word fail.
I know. This one's out of Orlando. Entitled Human Soul Black Friday Special. I am interested in selling my soul or trading it to someone that could help me acquire holiday gifts for myself and family. I have been short on cash due to the low amount of work available here in sunny Florida and would appreciate the help. You will receive a contract and certificate of authenticity. Both will be signed in my own blood and will verify the by name that you are the owner of my soul. This is not a joke. I am really selling it. You could use it or trade it for the devil, or trade the devil for fame and riches. Keep in mind that you will have to give him your own soul. You could use it as a doormat. You could give it away as a gift or resell. Other options are endless. Please help my family goodness. Have a great holiday. Buy my soul now. I will trade for household items and electronics, car, truck,
gas motion, et cetera. You get the idea. Thank you. Have a great holiday season.
Yeah, I don't even find that funny because it's so put on. It's, like, ridiculous. Come on, you know. It's, like,
oh, my gosh. Ridiculous.
I would sell my soul.
Wow. It's tough, but once you do that, that's it.
Really?
Yeah, it's tough.
The next one's out of our own Boston.
Oh, boy.
And it's entitled, All I Ever Wanted Was to Be Woken Up by Your Car Alarm.
I like the sound of this one.
No, really. The sound of your car alarm going off 6, sometimes 7 times a day is truly a comforting sound. I especially like it when it goes off at 1 a.m. and then again at 5 a.m. Thank you so much. Usually after the worst day of my life, it's the first and only sound I want to hear. I shouldn't be sleeping anyways, as we all know that sleep is for the weak. My cat would also like to thank you. As if having his entire life uprooted and moved to a strange new place isn't traumatizing enough, he gets to listen to the piercing sound of your pride and joy telling the world that the wind has blown. It's all right, though, since you've got me up so early. I have plenty of time to try and coax him out from underneath the bed before I leave for work to experience the worst day of my life.
Oh, my gosh.
I understand that protecting your belongings is important to you, but you are the fucking worst person I've ever met. If you don't fix that shit, I'm going to do enough damage to get at least a full month of peace and quiet while it's in the shop. This is actually Peabody.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
This one's a short and sweet one. It's my, almost, probably my favorite. It's out of Lawrence, but I don't know the state. It's entitled Children's Guillotine.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Oh, what?
Looking to get rid of this children-sized guillotine, used only one.
What?
Wait. Ew. Oh, my gosh.
Has been cleaned and recently oiled, sure to make any child happy. Christmas is coming up soon, so don't miss this one.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You're someone special.
Oh, God.
Hey, Timmy, you better be good this Christmas.
Getting you a guillotine.
Oh, boy. Hey, how are your whoops. I didn't mean to do that. How's your football team doing?
Oh, hold on. Let me reload.
That must be done by now.
Let me reload.
And the final score?
The final score... it looks like a loser.
Oh no.
Yeah.
What was the final score?
Same as the last time. 16-30. Effing Rams. Whatever.
Oh no.
Anyway,
that's rough.
The next I don't know what's going on today. The next Craigslist listing is from Los Angeles. Shocker.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff out there.
And
Florida, I think. I think you'd get a lot of good ones in Florida.
It's entitled...
Uh-oh.
Beautiful Fly.
Beautiful Fly?
Yes.
Like the insect?
Yes. The text is simply, I caught a fly. Shimmers green, red eyes. Measures approximately 9 millimeters by 5 millimeters. This is the part that I love the most. Is fly is great. Want to give it a good home.
I can't believe this stuff.
And then below it is a picture of the fly.
Wow, do we have that here? Oh, looks like fly is great.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it.
How much are they asking for?
That's all it says. I caught a fly, shimmers green and red, measures approximately 9 millimeters by 5 millimeters, flies great.
Huh. That's like runs good for like...
Yeah, like a cheetah. Runs good.
Wow.
Here's one from Milwaukee entitled Dead Rat Finder and Remover.
Dead rat finder?
And remover.
Dead rat finder. I'm trying to, like, put it... I've never seen anything. I've seen... Is this, like, a mechanical thing? Or is it a dog?
No. Well,
dog
I don't know.
Dog to find your pet rats and remove them.
Your pet rats?
Your dead pet rat.
Ew.
had a rat. Oh, okay. First of all, it says had a rat problem.
I had a rat problem.
And thought
I had a rat.
Had a writing problems too.
I had a rat problem.
I had a rat problem.
I had a rat problem.
And solved it by using the rat poison. The rat died somewhere in my bedroom wall, and I can't find it, but I can smell it, and it is not too good.
Ew.
I need somebody who has experience finding where in the wall the dead rat is, and then taking them out without breaking the walls.
Yo, honey, you know where them dead rats is?
Maybe some guy who is poor. They are more likely to have experience with the rats.
I don't know.
Yeah, those poor people have a lot of rats.
Basement, but I bet you do.
I'm not really able to pay too much for this. Would treat you to McDonald's. It is close to my home.
Rat burger.
Besides,
I give you a burger for a dead rat.
This is good experience for you if you are in the business.
Huh.
I would be willing to tell all your customers what a great job you did with my rat. You could give them my cell number as soon as my phone gets turned back on.
Oh.
And it would be like you have free advertising. It's spelled D-I-S-P-E-R-T-L-Y.
Desperately.
Need some help. Need some guys to help right away because my girlfriend won't sleep over anymore until I get rid of the smell and clean up other things around my home and get a job soon.
He's telling us all.
Take care of me. I'm going to go to your house every time you really
don't clean
up, you hear?
He's laying it all out. He's telling you. Got a phone turn off.
She used to go out with my brother, and I'm scared she will go back with him because he don't have rats in his house.
Oh, my gosh. This gets deep.
Don't worry if I don't answer you right away. Oh, wait. Wait, here's the good last part.
Your house is real, baby.
Don't worry if I don't answer you right away because I'm using my friend's computer. I don't have one. Give me your number, and I'll call you back, and I'll tell you where the house is. Thanks.
That is unbelievable.
I didn't read that one all the way through. That is hilarious. That is
funny. I can't believe that he just puts it all out there. He's going on.
His phone's not on. He's like,
girlfriend won't stay. He's going to go back with a brother.
Oh, just awful.
Diarrhea of the mouth, you know.
Here's one last one to end.
Oh, they're so good.
This is out of Reno.
That's a good
I bet there's something good there.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it's entitled, I Lost Pancakes, and then it has a little, emoticon sad face after it.
I Lost Pancakes?
That's what it says.
That's not even a full sentence.
Yes, it is. You'll find out. I was floating down the river on my tube.
It's clean already. Wow.
Okay.
I was floating down the river on my tube, and Pancakes was right next to me.
Oh, it's not actual Pancakes.
He is a small 13-legged centipede.
What?
Who loves taco sauce, party partying, and never forgets to take his gummy vitamins. I looked back and he was gone. Floating away.
I'm really confused.
Screaming! No one knew what to do. He is a very good floater, probably because of the gummy vitamins he takes. He never eats McDonald's when I do either.
What?
If you find him, could you please email me immediately?
A shitload of money off Craigslist right now.
I miss him so much, and I have no one to talk to and no one to drink beers with.
Where is my 13-legged friend?
He was my only friend.
Where is my 13-legged friend?
He was supposed to be 12 this upcoming February 9th. He's an Aquarius.
Oh, I don't know what he's talking about.
P.S.
Where are you?
He has a smile as bright as the sun. Oh,
who is that? What's he referring to?
A centipede?
Huh.
And says location? River floating Tahoe.
Just on the river.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to read one more. It's really funny.
They're so great.
Okay. I don't believe this one's real, but it's funny as hell.
It's hard to believe most of them aren't real.
No kidding.
This one is just hilarious, okay? This is out of Portland. I don't know if it's Portland, Oregon,
maybe,
or Portland, Maine. I don't know. Entitled Free Doghouse. Free Doghouse, all capitals, exclamation points.
Wow.
It has been used about 5 million times. It is in great shape. Just a few things wrong about it that you might want to know. One, it's made from cardboard.
Huh.
Two, there's a piece of poop in it that won't come out.
Oh, my God.
Parentheses, not mine.
Ew.
Three, I stole it out of someone's yard. Four, I've been living in it for the past. So don't worry. It works great as a home for you dog. Warning, do not wash it. I know it's really smelly, but I repeat, do not wash it.
It's made out of cardboard. You can't wash it. I don't know. Wow.
Wow is right.
Yeah, you really don't know if those are made up. Like, that could be...
come on.
Well, who knows? There's so many crazy
somebody
people
with
there.
A lot of time on their hands.
It is.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That was awesome. Those were so good.
They
are
good. Spends
I
a lot
those.
Of time on that kind of stuff.
Hey, you know what we could do?
We'd
give it away. No, that wouldn't make sense. Well, not everyone's going to be listening to the bonus hour. I was going to say we could the three of us could come up with a topic for... Do we have any good topics?
I think it's a little hard to come up with it on the spot.
Yeah.
Because I've got some more
ideas
for that topic. You do?
Yeah.
All right, lay it on.
Well, I don't have the list, though, in front of me. That's the problem. Like, one's over here and one's over there. That's why I wasn't ready for that.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then.
But I could tell you them.
We could go around Robin and do the Apple game again.
That was fun. I do like the Apple game. But we might have to replace it.
A different fruit.
Yeah, what would be a good one to use?
Cherry?
Okay. Who's first?
Cherry.
Actually.
Soda?
Yeah.
Cherry.
Cherry's Jubilee.
Cherry. Jello? I don't know. I'm in a tunnel.
I don't know.
I'm in a tunnel.
Wait a minute. There's cherry Jello, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Where?
There's cherry Jello. I don't know why I got the butter.
Where?
Where? Show me.
Jello.
There's always room for Jello.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? My mind was
Thank
on
you.
Other things.
Thank you very
I'm
much.
Sure
I was thinking marshmallow.
Huh? Oh.
I don't know why I was thinking marshmallow.
I hate marshmallows.
I know you do.
Oh, aisle.
So, Cherry Garcia.
Good one.
Listen, you can have ham with glazed pineapple and maraschino cherries. That's
you
a big
can,
thing.
You can.
It's a long way to go for it, but sure.
Cherry cordial.
All right. Wait, I had one.
In the tunnel. You're in the tunnel. You're in the tunnel.
Cherry soda.
I said cherry soda.
I did? Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
It was your crash.
Oh, I see. Wait, I've got one. Get cherry jubilee, cherry ice cream.
You know what I think?
This is like
I think
taboo.
I think you're done.
This is like playing taboo. Okay, like playing
this
taboo.
This is like playing taboo when you go.
Wait,
you tell the story. Oh wait, I'll
miss,
be.
No wait.
Wait. Hey, I'll be Sarah and you be Derek.
Okay. Here we go.
Derek, I'm gonna ask you to describe this this item. You got to.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm listening.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay. It's. Okay. It was large, and it becomes tiny.
That's great. Yeah.
Say what?
Yeah.
What you talking about?
Pretty accurate, actually.
I don't know, Bobby. Well, whatever it is, it's got to be funky.
You know what it is? It's Pile on Derek Sunday.
1, 2, 3, make it.
It's Pile on Derek Sunday.
And
that's what it is.
Rap on D Sunday.
Everybody's
we might
jumping
be
on the pile.
I'm talking about this.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, that was fun, though.
That was fun. Are we going to stop at Cherry?
Oh, we're going to what's with the next one?
Random.
What comes after Cherry? Sorry, you know.
There's a sequence?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I remember it very well, actually.
Strawberry.
Okay.
Strawberry. That's
strawberry
a lot
comes
of
after Cherry.
Okay.
It's our name.
I suppose.
And if you guys know what we're talking about, please call in with your answers.
Nobody can call in.
All right. Well, then
they're
I'm
not
lying.
Listening live. Yeah.
I'm lying. Oh, hey, no. So strawberry. Okay, I'll start. What do you call it? Strawberry cheesecake. There we go.
Strawberry shortcake.
Strawberry yogurt.
Strawberry soda.
Strawberry Fields Forever.
Isn't that a song?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think now it's moving into an entirely new direction. Okay.
Okay. All right, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool.
Related.
Creative. I liked it.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. Let's keep
going. Okay. Strawberry ice cream.
Strawberry milkshake.
Strawberry cupcake.
There it is.
Struggling.
Strawberry milk.
Strawberry banana smoothie. Banana strawberry smoothie.
I like it.
Chocolate covered strawberries.
Chocolate covered strawberries, that's a good one.
Legit.
It is legit. Oh, sorry. I was thinking, where are those? I could go for one.
I know, yummy.
Damn. Okay, strawberry vodka.
Strawberry sorbet.
Strawberry jam.
Yeah, love that.
Strawberry pancakes.
Waffles with strawberries.
Why do I get the clock?
We all get it. We've been doing it faster.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, so.
Strawberry Jolly Ranchers, Rick.
Okay.
That doesn't come in strawberry. Oh. That's what this
strawberry and lime seltzer.
What? I think, no.
Why?
What's wrong? What's wrong with you?
It's not strawberry and lime seltzer.
What is it then?
Raspberry lime.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What's that?
Hold up the bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what I'm drinking, but I'm saying.
I don't know.
What? Have you never had it? It's delicious.
Yeah, you better look that crap up.
Okay, let's
look
it up.
Hold on, I'm looking it up now.
Let's look it up then. Wow.
Dead air while I'm looking at it, by the way.
Well, Sarah's going to do that.
All right, everybody, we're going to do a little meditation right now, ambient noise.
Okay. I'm coming across some strawberry seltzer, but I'm not coming across strawberry vine seltzer.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so what were you didn't find on the first page?
No. Dippy.
Oh.
What? No.
No?
No.
No, you get a crank
no.
for that.
No. That means you lose. You lose.
All right, fine. What comes after strawberry, sir?
Wait, now what should happen is...
You two go ahead?
Two
all right, let's do it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right. Okay,
it's heads
the
up.
Pressure's on.
Yep.
Strawberry martini.
Oh, wait, we're still doing strawberry?
Yeah.
Damn it.
It was a little funny picture.
Strawberry Starburst.
Strawberry Jolly Rancher.
A lot of pressure.
Everyone, if you could see Kay's face.
She's working it.
Strawberries and cream.
Strawberry Twizzlers.
Oh, that was quick. She's good.
What happened to the clock there?
Left a half a second. Don't think about the clock.
Strawberry vodka.
That was already done.
Oh. Damn it. Sarah wins.
Yeah.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Oh, man.
Wow. I wonder if anyone would be still listening to this. Hopefully.
I would.
It's
interesting. No, it is very interesting.
Some people, you know, they'll blow their hair back.
So what comes after strawberry?
Orange would be next.
Mm.
Orange.
That's a little bit harder.
But let's not do that now. I think it'd be over.
We could do this for another 5 hours.
Yeah,
we
could. Knowing us people, we probably could, yes.
I know we might be spending too much time talking about this.
We totally could. Well, we have 5 minutes left.
We have 5 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
And, how should we deal with those 5 minutes?
Let's talk about the weather a little bit.
The weather?
We've had some unseasonably warm weather this last week. It's been beautiful,
mm-hmm.
has it not?
It's been gorgeous.
It's a great time to be leaf peeping in Massachusetts.
Oh, leaf peeping.
Leaf peeping. That's the first I've heard of that.
When I was,
are you kidding?
Leaf peeping?
Leaf peeping is huge.
Oh, it's huge, especially Western Mass.
No, but I mean, I've never heard it, referred to as leaf peeping.
Leaf peepers
sounds
would be the people
bit.
That are leaf peeping.
It sounds scandalous.
We might go leaf
peeping.
You're
doing something wrong.
We might go leaf peeping.
That's,
next
I think,
week.
Where are you going to go leaf peeping?
Probably Western Mass or Keene, New Hampshire.
Those are the places to go.
Beautiful.
When I was driving back
Keene
from New York
beautiful.
Last weekend, I was starting to see some of the trees.
The changes, yeah.
Oh,
change.
Gosh, it's happening so fast.
It's really
the
amazing.
Changes.
Yeah.
The changes.
The times there.
Okay, how do we feel about the changes? Sarah can stay out of this one for a minute.
Not really all that great.
I know. It's
changes.
Just kind of a rough time.
It's
isn't
a
not,
really rough
it's
time.
It's a rough trap.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what.
I'm telling you, man.
The changes.
Crimson Pony. It's not a good time.
It's
really bad, actually.
Changes.
Mm,
you know.
The changes.
You mean like seasonally or?
Could be
more
seasonally
like
or
regular
you know,
changes.
Like lunar changes.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
So don't forget about that Amy G. Trunk show on.
That's great. I need a new
Thursday,
bathing suit. So I'm going
to
check that out.
30th, 12 to 7.
So they got men's trunks?
The Looks in Harvard Square. It's only women's clothing, Derek.
But the trunk show, men's trunks, no?
No.
That's what I would be.
Oh, hey, also in the news, Wall Street came out on Friday. Anybody know what the reviews
That's
were?
That's been
for
out
that?
For a long time.
No,
it's
Friday.
What?
Wall Street, the movie.
Oh, the movie.
The second movie. Wall Street, what is it? Money.
Money Never Sleeps?
Money Never Sleeps.
Oh, I heard of that. I have heard of that. That came out?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to see how that's doing.
I know.
That,
Michael,
I don't think I'll
Michael
see
Douglas
it.
Stars in that. Michael Douglas, who has stage 4 throat cancer.
Oh,
and
boy. Yeah,
we're
I heard about
all
that.
Rooting for him.
Yeah, right.
He is a phenomenal actor.
I think he's going to pull through.
Yep. He was talking about that on David Letterman, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's some serious
yeah.
stuff. Especially because that's his instrument. That's what
right.
he,
that's what he does.
That's what he does.
Yep.
Yep.
And he's married to that hottie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Catherine Zeta-Jones. Beautiful woman.
She's
very
beautiful.
Regal and carries herself with a lot of elegance.
Mm. I think she's just
and
stunning.
Mm-hmm.
She's stunning looking.
Or I should say she's elegant with a lot of grace.
Yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful woman. Yes.
Well, I guess that's been our bonus hour.
Fun time.
It's been a lot of fun.
Completely random. Well, Funky Town?
I don't know. It was in the queue. It's been a little funky, so I don't know.